Good morning. Lock to the call.
Hello, hi. It's Francis from California.
Good morning, Francis. Lock.
Morning.
Good morning, hi.
Good morning, Joel
Carolyn,
from Chicago.
Charlotte.
I hear Joel, and who is that else?
Very important.
Carolyn from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Carolyn, welcome to the call. And Joel, good morning. And
good
who
morning.
Else?
Carolyn from Santa Clarita, California.
Good morning, Joel.
Is everybody from California this morning?
Good morning, Carla. How are you doing?
Good morning, hi. It's good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Morning,
Carla.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carla. Morning, Carla.
Happy Sunday.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning, Wynn.
Hey.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, nice to have you guys.
Have you had more people join in? Welcome, everybody. And if you have a chance, please say a name and location.
This is Anna
Carolyn.
California.
And welcome to the call.
Carolyn from Santa Clarita, California.
Yeah, hi, Carolyn. Welcome to the call.
There's no billboard up in California.
Hey. Yes, everybody here is from California.
I'm telling you, it's a heavy call this morning. California, California,
well,
California.
Except Carla from Kentucky.
I'm from Canada.
I'm from Wisconsin.
There you go.
Florida.
All right, the rest of us, get in there. Yeah. We are present.
Good morning, Rob. Please say your name and location.
This is Donna from Kingman. Good morning.
Hi, Donna. Good morning to you. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
You know what? Donna took me to Denny's.
Denny's.
That salad was so good, I'm going to go back.
Well, Carla, I have this new policy that when I'm driving around, if anyone wants to meet with me, they have to buy me lunch at Denny's.
That's a lovely policy. Denny's is everywhere.
Except for me. I have to buy him dinner.
Hopefully it's still Denny's. 24 hours a day, after all.
Who was that? Was that Donna?
No.
That could have been Terry.
No.
Hi, this is Terry.
This is Willow. Hi, Wynn.
Oh, Willow. Yeah, but yeah, Willow has to buy me dinner.
Okay, that's who you were asking about. I wasn't sure.
Got exceptions, yeah.
I was fairly easy with Donna because we split a salad. You can't do any better than that.
What salad did you get? I'll go to Denny's and get a salad.
It was a grilled chicken cranberry apple salad.
Oh, that sounds good.
It was very good.
It looked really good, and as long as you didn't think about all the additives were in it.
All the GMOs, I know. I have to ignore a lot to get by in today's world. Oh.
Are we singing Happy Birthday to Terry today?
I think we should.
Right. Yes, Terry,
what do you think?
Hey.
Yes.
Two. Two.
Okay. Carla, you have the best voice here. You want to lead it?
To say, you mean to put the date down?
Happy
birthday.
Somebody wanted to sing Happy Birthday to Terry.
Oh. Whose birthday is it?
Terry, yesterday.
Terry, happy birthday to
you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to
Happy birthday to Terry.
And Terry,
happy birthday
to you. And many more.
And more.
Thank you, everybody.
Happy birthday, Terry.
That's really nice. Thank you.
It was one of the worst days of her life.
How old are you, Terry?
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm average.
A woman can ask that.
Are you on the cusp, Terry, since it's the 21st? Were you born
yes,
on the cusp?
Yes, I am. I am on the cusp. Straight.
Terry's tough.
So you're going from one sign to another, because I'm on the cusp, too, of Capricorn.
Yep.
All right, you know, are we on BBS, High? Did you notice? Hi.
Yes, Vin.
Are we on BBS?
We are on BBS.
All right.
Phones are off.
Good. And nobody's ready, so we can start.
Correct. I believe so.
Okay. We muted everybody. And
this conference is being recorded.
Today is April 21st, 2013. This is Winfrey in Sedona, Terry Brown in Sedona, Carla Rucker in Kentucky, and all of you everywhere around the world. But you're going to have to bear with me today. This is like a very low energy day. Of course, you know, Carla kept me on my toes yesterday on our early call. We had some really
exactly
great...
That's the way it was. Lynn was on yesterday. He truly was. Lynn got one... I'm not sure he even got one question. I think before the lady that was interviewing us even asked the first question. Lynn said, could I just say something first? 30 minutes later, I mentioned something, and then Lynn took off again. And at some point, I said to the lady that was interviewing us, who is a very intelligent doctor that does holistic medicine, Dr. Susan Cole, you can pick that up on audio. It's a BBS radio thing that we did yesterday.
Yeah.
Anyway, she says, and Wynn says, well, now, before you do that, let's go. And that was it. There was no questions asked. She said, well, really, actually, you're doing pretty well, and I'm enjoying listening to you. Yeah, Wynn, I had to get you going yesterday. That's right.
Well, but what? You know what? You anchor the energy in such a big way. You know, it may look like I'm doing something, but when you're present, it's kind of like there's pylons going down into the earth. So whether you know it or not.
Well, that's cool, isn't it?
You make me look better.
Super.
I probably make you look better, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like on an invisible, unconscious level, there's a support system. And people feel it. So thank you, Carla.
And thank you, Unseen Friends.
Yes. Dean on the line here, a couple people said, when you and Carla did fantastic on that internet radio show yesterday, I am going
That's
to
good.
Listen to today's grid healing on the live conference line. And not necessarily be a submarine ring. All right, Dean. Star 6, come on. Come out from under the water. He's in Texas. Hello. Dean, are you there? Star 6? I know he's there. Jeez.
It's Dean. Oh.
Hi, Dean. Listen, I'm not violating your free will by making you come up from underwater, am I?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Well, I wanted to take this opportunity, since you said it, to just have you address the group, and I'm going to turn over the responsibilities for the rest of the call to you. Is that okay, Carla?
To me? Okay.
No, to Dean. I'm kidding.
Oh. Is that okay for Dean? Go, Dean.
I don't think I could steer a ship that big.
Yeah, but what did you like about Carla and I yesterday? Now, you see, I do this because there's people listening, and when you say what you like, because I know you're passionate, when I send the audio out, other people will listen, and it helps build the energy. But,
well, you know, I'm kind of new to coming onto the live calls because I've been so buried into listening to both yours and Carla's archives, that, you know, I kind of feel like I know a lot of folks just by listening to that, but it's probably kind of weird for y'all because y'all don't know me yet, so it's kind of a weird, you know, I'm sure it's weird for y'all that way, but to me it's kind of like I know y'all because I've listened to literally so many dozens, if not hundreds, or, you know, hundreds of hours
Dean,
of archives for y'all.
Dean, I can tell right off the bat you're from Texas.
Yes, I am. Sure am.
y'all from Texas, right?
I spent most of my life in Texas, but I'm in Oklahoma City right now because I transplanted. But I've spent most of my life in Texas.
I rewrote that famous song, you know, about Texas. You know, there was that song, "All My Exes Live in Texas."
Yes.
So I live in Sedona. So my new song is "All My Exes Live in Vortexes." But I haven't gotten
there yet. I've been gloriously unwed all this time, so it's safe to say.
I think the interview went great yesterday. You know, it wasn't, y'all didn't really say anything new that I hadn't heard on the archives or yesterday, but I just enjoy hearing it again because it paints a little bit different picture each time, you know? So I get a whole lot out of it.
You know, when you do something for a public audience, it's different. It's like the energy is different. In other words, you're always doing a group energy, always, on some level or another. So when we come on to the Sunday call, it's almost like we're a family, and the energy is really high. And you don't have to really do much. I mean, this is because it's built up this way. You don't have to do much. But when you go on a public radio show, you don't have that to draw on. Although Carla and I draw on it from each other. That's why we're good together, because I think that we talk about all this stuff. We talk about love. We talk about oneness. But the two of us are able to demonstrate it in our relationship, not just talk about it, which makes a public talk all the more powerful, because most people don't do that. Most people, I mean, you know, they say, well, I want to get my moment of glory. What do I want to share it with Carla for, or vice versa? And so they act like a little angel. But because of our connection, because we have built such a good connection, when we do something publicly, I think it's stronger.
There's a definite synergy there.
Yeah. So
it's total joy. What that is.
And Carla helps balance out my rough edges. I think. You know what?
It's weird by listening to so many of the archives because there's apparently a non-linearity to it from the metaphysical side, and even whenever I'm listening to it, the call they have in the past, I try to join in energetically, and I think that, you know, looping it through the metaphysical side, it probably actually really does work that way. So at least I kind of intend it that way anyway. But it's been so great. It's just really been awesome.
They say that. They say that the energy is on the audio. When you play the audio, it brings it in. So it doesn't matter whether you listen live or on the archives. Now, for some people, listening live has some extra bonuses because there's that spontaneity. There's what's going to happen next. I might call on you like I did with you, and you're suddenly out in front of everybody. Carla Dean is the person. I think, do you remember? I think I forwarded you his email. He had said he'd been going through all the archives.
Oh, my gosh. You've been working for a long time to sort of swallow what we have to offer, haven't you? Hundreds of hours, it has to be.
Oh, great. Yeah, it's been a lot. It's somewhere in the Bible, I think it might have been Jesus that said that I will, you know, if you're thirsty, I will give you living waters. That's been my reality for months now since discovering this material, because I don't feel like I had an orientation before, kind of going through life kind of slowly lost. I guess I don't want to make it melodramatic, but it definitely I didn't have an orientation. And now that I've found this, I feel like I'm 100% oriented, and it's just been a thrill, you know, just everything seems alive now, you know. So it's been
that
even
really
going
lifts me
apart,
up. I'm so happy.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Oh no, thank y'all. I really, really am happy about it. So,
Dean, how did you find us, Dean?
Originally, I was listening to George Norrie's Coast to Coast AM, and I heard you for the first time on there when, and that's when I came to check out the website, and I listened to some of the archive stuff there. And, you know, through that, I had heard Carla's Law of One material mentioned, and I immediately went and looked at that, and that takes, you know, I still go through that. I've gone through that multiple times now, and I still find new stuff in that, so it's just amazing. But I refer back to that a lot of times, too, and that stuff's kind of deep, and I don't think I go through that thing a dozen times or more, and I still find new stuff in that, so. But
so do Carla and I. Have you been participating in that little workshop series we do, Carla and I?
Yes, I have. I sure have.
Yeah. Okay. Because I thought that was really good. I thought it would be really effective in that.
It helped me, for sure.
Good. Well, thank you, Dean. Thanks for coming up. You know, now that we got people talking, maybe anyone else have something they'd like to share? Chris, whenever I do something like this, Carla, one time I did this, and some lady came on, and she started, what did she do? She started calling it demonic or whatever, you know, people would respond that way.
So, high cut.
So I'm sitting here with a conference call, but that didn't happen for a long time, and I'm willing to risk it. So if anyone wants to come up and say something, you can star 60, and we're on. Well, good. I can see you guys are really shy today, right?
I'd like to say, and Wynn, you don't have to answer today, but I had sent an email. This is Marilyn. I'm very interested to know what Terry would answers from the source regarding our new DNA and our current bodies and Western medicine. How it reacts to most Western medicine, because I personally have a terrible, terrible problem. Any medications or any kind of invasive Western medicine procedures, most of the doctors think that I'm crazy, and I'm just wondering if there's anybody else that has this issue with you know, as I said, maybe for another day. I don't want to get you off the track
Let me just say one thing. Everyone has issues with Western medicine. Let me just read everybody here. Everyone has issues with Western medicine. And I recommend, see, we really can't give medical advice if we want to keep in business. That's too dangerous to do that. But I can recommend that you, whatever's wrong with you, do a Google search and put alternative testimonials and look for people on Google that have found some way around that particular problem in a natural way, because they're almost always there. And look for the sincerity. Look for a reason to believe what the person's saying, as opposed to them just trying to sell something. And, of course, Terry has her favorite doctor that she's always recommending to. And we do get constant emails from people who have gone to Dr. Marshall and saying that they love him, that he finds supplements. He's a, Terry, you want to say anything on Dr. Marshall?
Yes. He has an uncanny way of, like when a person sees him, of finding out what is going on with the person. For instance, he took a look at me and he found a tooth that was infected, and the dentist didn't pick it up that it was infected. And so the dentist looked at it, and it was really infected. And he has a track record of doing stuff like that. But he does a lot of research, and he works with people. Like, he worked with 250 people that had had spinal fusions. So,
don't tell this to Carla.
I see. And so he knows a lot about a whole lot of different areas. In fact, he is a master nutritionist with his own company, but he lectures sometimes. He lectured in Las Vegas to 400 doctors, and oftentimes when the doctors that know him have a terminal patient, they'll call him up and say, what do I do? Because he has just gone all over the world and researched things to find out answers. So I'm pretty amazed by him, and somebody could go to his website. Let's see, helpline.cc, and they can listen to some of his radio broadcasts where people are calling in, and a person can get on his call into his radio broadcast, and he'll answer questions right there on the air. So a person can go onto his website, healthline.cc, and find out more about him and see how he handles certain things and what topics he covers.
Well, he's fairly expensive, isn't he?
Yeah, he charges about $250 an hour if you see him personally. But then he has a staff working for him that a person can go in and can see somebody for less. And then he has a call-in team where somebody can call in and ask questions of the of people he's trained, and then get recommendations of programs, supplements that they could take to help alleviate their condition.
And he also answers questions on his radio show, right?
Yes, definitely. And I used to listen to his radio show, and it was beautiful. People would call in and ask amazing questions, and he would ask a few questions of them, like their weight and height, or I don't even know if he asked the height. And from that, he asked a few things about their symptoms and what's going on with them. And he can zero right in on stuff because he's got so much experience just working with person after person. When a person goes to see him personally, he generally has about two or three other doctors in the room, which he's training.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, getting off that subject, we have an old friend on the line that we haven't talked to for a long time, and I'm going to open up her mic and see if she'll say hello. Boy, am I bad. Anna, if you don't want to say hello, you don't have to. Anna Couchman in Berkeley, who is this little lady. How do we describe Anna? Anna, you're unmuted, Anna. Can you hear me? Hello, Anna?
Oh, hello, hello. You talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm happy to hear you again, your voice.
I just saw you were on the line, and years ago, I was sleeping on Anna's living room, and she has a little house that's like a Zen garden. It's just so, and she's very, how tall are you, Anna?
Well, I hope I'm not shrinking, and I'm probably 5 feet.
You're 5 feet?
Tell me about that.
And you have, are you still a bundle of energy?
Yes, I have lots of energy. I do.
She does. You know, I'm not going to tell people how old you are, but you have a lot of energy for someone your age.
Oh, thank you. I feel totally grateful for still being here.
Yeah. So we haven't talked for about 4 years, right?
Something like that. Yeah, it's amazing.
All right. Well,
I connect you with Francis, and Francis came over.
Oh, good. Oh, good. And Francis is on the line, I think. Okay. All right. I'm going to mute you. I just wanted to say hello. Thanks for being here, okay?
Yes.
And over and out.
I'd like to say, Francis, thank you very much for your beautiful card and gifts and everything. And we got it. And so we'll be in touch.
Now, let me see who else is on the line.
Wynn?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
This is Willow. I have a question I would like you or Terry or the Elohim, somebody to answer. We met and went through the transition back in December, and we're 4 months into it now, and it has been the most horrendous, heartbreaking 4 months I have ever experienced. I would really like to ask the question of where are we and what's going on?
You know, I'd like to say a word about that. This is Carla.
Hi, Carla.
I was hoping you would, Carla.
A lot of people have asked me that, and some of people really feel cheated because people were talking so much about, oh, the winter solstice of 2012, and then the shift will come, and then, and, you know, people were promising heaven on earth or maybe heaven in a UFO. I mean, my goodness, people were all over the place. And I kept saying, you know, it's not a shift for the people, it's a shift for the planet. It's a shift for the physical that we live in. It's a change in the area of space we are in. We've rotated into a new area of space-time where things are more dense because it's fourth density. And although we are third density, we're being interpenetrated with a great, great many fourth density light beams. And these light beams contain a good deal more truth along with a good deal more love and a good deal more understanding. Now, a person with fourth density consciousness finds even the most appalling things only catalyst, only grist for the mill, and they're looking for the reason for every lesson learned. They're looking for where is the love in this. They have an attitude that all things are good, all things are intended, and the reason they have this attitude is that outside of this illusion, everybody can see why things are happening. They can see everybody's thoughts, including the thoughts of the Creator, and they grasp the balancing that's going on. And so it's just a matter of dealing with these things that occur in order to learn the most about love. Okay. Now, we can take those as a fourth density person to the best of our ability and think this is really useful information. Or we can do what we all do as third density people, and we become overwhelmed. And that is why I wrote a book about graduation in which I encouraged everybody to go ahead and take the leap into faith and choose the manner of action. How do we want to live our lives? Do we want to live it for ourselves and everybody else is just, what could you do for me? Or do we want to live it trying to help other people? If we want to help other people, that's service to others. That's one way of gaining polarity, one way of graduating as positive polarity. If we want to just use people and grant, you know, make ourselves better and better and stronger, that's service to self, that's negative polarity. And we can also graduate in negative polarity, although it's much harder. Well, when we haven't chosen yet, that's sort of like the great unwashed, you know, or the great sinkhole of indifference, as the Ra group put it at one point. And the great sinkhole is between thinking about others at least half the time, and you know, is thinking about others included in your mental process at any one moment over half the time? And the other polarity that is graduatable is, are you thinking of yourself 95% of the time? So in between 5% service to others and 51% service to others is where we mostly sort of wobble and we don't gain power in either way of thinking. So what we have to do in order to use this new information because of the shift, and it is definitely a shift in how much information light carries, to our planet, how much we're receiving. We're being bombarded by far more truth, far more information. How do we use it? If we can possibly hold on to ourselves, not get overwhelmed, and simply ask ourselves, how can we use this information to become more loving? Then we will soon find that the universe is our friend. If we become overwhelmed and we are concerned so much that we lose track of whether or not we're disciplining our thoughts, whether or not we're thinking of other people, then things are going to continue to happen in a difficult way. So that's my best thought to you. It really is only a way to cope. It's not a way to be victorious and have nothing bad happen ever again.
Yeah, you know, I want to say something about this.
Okay, because I'm done. So go ahead.
Good. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, Carla and I come from our own experiences, so it doesn't mean because I say it, she agrees, and vice versa. But in general, we're on the same page. And that has to do with the fact. This is something that has been blowing my mind for the last year or two about how this realm is under the control of the negative, and that how easy it is to get fooled here, because the very thing you're following and you think you can trust ends up being mitigated or distorted. So I started to see this pattern of these people that were channeling, who were talking about disclosure, who were talking about December 21st, who were talking about UFOs saving us. And I am sorry to say that a huge amount of that material was coming from negative sources. And the reason the negative sources will use stuff like that is because they can grab people's attention through hope, and they can hold you in position through hope, because the biggest challenge to the negative in this realm is not a belief system, but people who evolve their DNA and learn to expand into, learn to do what I think we do on these calls, okay? When we're on the call, there's an energy on the call, and many people experience that expansion. And within the context of that expansion, because of the way the energy expands, it's my take that that energy that you're feeling is actually working on your DNA. And it is opening up the DNA, which is giving you more options in terms of future lifetimes. And that is the one threat to the negative. If enough people did that, they would rearrange this realm out of their God self and not out of their beliefs. And the realm would rearrange, because that's how it works. We are the creators of this realm. To whatever extent, we're passive, we're on a timeline, we're here, but on another extent, we're active, and depending on our own ability to expand determines how much we can impact this realm, which is why we're doing these calls every Sunday, because what we do in these calls is we expand and we make requests, and sometimes we make a big impact, and sometimes we may not, but this kind of call, and, you know, unfortunately, we're small, hardly anyone notices us, but I think this kind of call, this kind of energy expansion is the hope for mankind. And in Carla's work, in my work, in David Wilcox's work, nowhere has it ever said that all people are going to, how would I say it? You know, people say that everyone is going to evolve into somebody new on this planet, and that everyone's going to graduate. Nowhere in our work does it say that. In fact, in Carla's material, it says a small number will graduate. It could be more. I'd like to think that by doing these calls, by helping people tune in to these frequencies, that some of you are going to graduate because of that. I hope so.
Gwen, I'm happy to tell you, I stopped channeling 2 years ago because I was taking pain medication, and I did not feel it was fair to the people that had trusted my source for so long
mm-hmm.
that I would channel on pain medication. But in the later years, we were getting lots and lots of assurances that the negative no longer had a chance in this realm, because they're all over the globe. There was a grassroots movement of so many people waking up, smelling the coffee, and coming to love, just loving each other, and
mm-hmm.
really holding on to that with their whole character, that there was no chance anymore, and that the numbers basically had to be revised. Not that everybody was going to graduate. That was still far off, although it was
mm-hmm.
possible. It's sort of, they were talking like, have you ever heard of the 100th monkey effect?
Right, right.
It's like enough of us, pay it forward. Give
mm-hmm.
a smile to other people. Do something for other people. And they pay it forward, and those people pay it forward. And all of a sudden, it is runaway. It is they call it going viral. It's
mm-hmm.
going viral in the species. All of a sudden, it's obvious that's the way to be. And that's kind of a dream. That would be wonderful. And the Ra Group said 30 years ago, it could happen, you know. In one fine, strong moment, it could happen. But it hasn't happened yet. But
mm-hmm.
I do know, I'm absolutely sure, that it's so much better than it was. And it doesn't look it, and it's Gwen keeps saying the negatives have hold here. The negatives don't have hold of everything here. The negatives have hold of things like whether we go to war, what our politics look like. And, you know, they have hold of the news, among other things. And the news is always making us afraid. If you'll notice, the Homeland Security, the whole idea of these alerts, I'm sorry, I think it's to make us be scared. I think it's to make us have fear. Because you have this balance between love and fear. It's not love and hate, because that's not accurate. The opposite of love is actually fear.
Mm-hmm.
So you either you expand and you love, or you contract and you fear. And you might express that fear as hatred, but the basic reason that you're hating somebody is because you're scared of them. Why do people hate women? They're scared of them. You know, men in the Middle East, pushing their women down, keeping them cloistered, not letting them wear clothes that show any kind of, you know, like short sleeves, or even their faces have to be covered, scared of the women. Or, you know, you look at wherever hatred goes. If you have white men hating people of color, scared of them. They're afraid they're not as good as those people. That's what it is. You know? I mean, it's always fear is at the bottom of it. So as we become less and less fearful, as we flip our little fingers at the Homeland Security people, and we say, no, I'm not going to live in fear. Maybe I won't even turn the news on tonight, guys. And maybe I'll just go on my way and focus on being a loving person. Thank you very much. And we fly below the radar. There's no news in it. There's no news in somebody taking somebody in, or volunteering to cook a meal for people that little kids that don't have much food at home. You know, you can cook a meal for them after school. There are lots of after school food programs like that you can be involved in. There's all kinds of ways you can pay it forward. One way or another, so many people are doing it, that this old world is in good hands. Is in the hands of love. I feel it to my bones.
Well, I hope you're right. I'm not quite as confident as you are, and but I do know, regardless, is what do you do? You know, hope for the future is not the same as love for today. And love for today always works, And that's what contributes the most towards hope for the future. So take every opportunity to express loving energy. Everyone, don't miss a thing. And Willow, is this helpful? Are you there? Hello, Willow, Star 6. Oh, well, I've lost you. I'm glad Carl is helping today because I woke up. And
okay, he unmuted me. When?
Oh, unmuted. Okay, great.
No, I mean, I really appreciate your perspective, Carla, and I appreciate your perspective too, Wynn. I cannot but respect you. However, I believe 100% and wholeheartedly in the winter solstice and the transition, and I do hope you're right, and it's for the planet. I do hope that. But I also am absolutely 100% secure within myself that the 100th monkey has been reached, as Carla kind of said, among the human awareness and human, I mean, my God, it's only in the last 70 to 90 years that we have understood children as not being little adults, and we are curtailing child abuse. We're actually recognizing animal cruelty in a legal way. Humans have progressed so far, and that I believe they've left on the 21st of December the third dimension and entered the fifth dimension. I believe that has happened, and some of what Carla said does relate in that, I don't know, it's kind of like being at the end of the pendulum and you're starting back up the other direction, but you still are at that end of the pendulum, and in fact things are intensified. That I understand. I was hoping to hear from somebody, and I kind of thought it might come from Terry, something of a more positive nature, I just wish everything with our little planet. She needs, I pray for the planet. I talk to her. I love her every day. She needs us so much. But there are animal species living in absolute agony on a daily life. The animals and the plants, and we humans, we all need a kind of a hand that comes out and grasps us and helps us get through what's happening now to move us forward into the fifth dimension in the smoothest and most enlightened way possible. And I haven't heard anything yet that addresses that.
Well, you know what? They're hearing you. So when Terry brings a message in, maybe they'll say something about that from their perspective.
Oh, thank you.
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
I'm not going to stop them, and they're listening. So.
Coincidentally, Terry happened to have dropped out.
She dropped out?
Yeah.
Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry.
Oh, I'm really sorry. I hope somebody can convey to her.
You know what I want to share? That I happened to hear it this morning from Bashar through Daryl Anka. It was also somebody, a questioner, asked about, governmental issues, negativity, and his response.
Heis.
Yes.
Let me just interrupt you a moment. Excuse me for interrupting.
Sure.
But I just noticed that Bashar was giving a talk at Sedona, and they were talking about hybrids landing at this ranch in Sedona. And then I looked up Bashar, and I had various people calling him an Orion. And that does not mean you can't learn something from him. But I don't think it's a good idea to quote something that you haven't personally validated at this point after seeing those two things. Okay? This is exactly the kind of stuff that I keep coming across, where how do you know who to trust, including myself? I mean, I look for...
When you trust us, trust the, each individual that is involved with you and has the intelligence and the
commitment. I'm talking about...
Trust us to be able to hear what Heiss has to say and discern for ourselves. Don't cut him off.
Not on a Sunday call. Otherwise, it becomes an open forum for anyone to say what they want, and they're going to bring in up a lot of negative stuff. So I don't want to do it.
I thought what you said was the most negative. It made my heart actually hurt to say that
Willow is in control of what we're doing now.
Well,
Willow, I am going to mute you.
I'm going to hang up.
Okay, bye.
I think that you're absolutely right, sweetheart, and just explain a little bit about it, because you have a responsibility, and you don't want to have somebody say, well, you said, you need to kick the tires of anything that you hold out.
We've spent years
kicking tires, so we want to, it's not that we don't trust your all's discernment, we do, it's just that there's something about putting something out on radio, being responsible for it,
mm-hmm.
that you want to just make really sure that the things that you say aren't what if or something. There's something that you personally have known about for years, kicked the tires of, and can say something about and say, well, go check it out for yourself. Here's where you check it out. And, you know, that degree of awareness means that you're not inadvertently goofing.
mm-hmm.
Pointing somebody the wrong way. So,
I mean, if we had an open forum on this call for everyone to say anything they want, anything that influenced them, and then somebody starts talking about something that I happen to know is from a negative source, do I let that continue and let somebody that's listening be misled, or do I stop it? I have a responsibility for all of you at least to do the best possible, to offer the best possible for what you need. And I mean, you can go, there's a whole big world out there. If you're looking for information, never has it been so easy to find information on the internet. And you're welcome to look up anything and decide your own point of view. But when we do these calls, I've come to the conclusion that our sources are positive and that Carla's are positive in general. And even in that case, I will continue the utmost of scrutiny. I always say, don't give up your power. And the bottom line is, does it help you love each other? Does it create community? Does it create an uplifted feeling inside of yourself? Those things have nothing to do with hope. They have to do with an experience you're having in the moment. So I'm glad Willow brought that up. And if Willow wants to hear what Heiss has to say, she can email him. Heiss might want to review what he has to say to see if what I'm saying is right, because I do a lot of cross-referencing, trying to have the best knowledge of what's out there, because people do ask me, and that's all. But, Willow, I hope you forgive me for, if you're listening, you're probably not, I hope you forgive me for offending you today, and that's all. Anything you want to add, Carla?
Just that it's all for love. She was wanting to expand love. We are wanting to expand love. And there are hiccups any time that you open the line. And everybody's doing their best. That's all. There's no judgment here.
Right. But it's my job.
I shouldn't say that. There's plenty of judgment around what's put on, but there's no judgment to anybody that thinks they're
It's my job. It's my job to make decisions. And and I might make the wrong decision, and I might not, but I still have to make decisions.
That's cool.
And
let it go and go
it's
on.
It's not a democracy. Yeah.
Hey, Vin, I'm proud of you. And, we're all in your house. This is your space. And I totally agree that you need to, you take care of your own.
But go do a search for the guy you name and Orion and see what comes up. Okay, guys?
Yes, no.
Do a search. See what comes up. I mean, Heise is always looking at stuff. Sometimes, you know,
hey,
he doesn't...
Hey, good to look, you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I developed some discernment, by looking at stuff, okay? And considering it all. And being on these calls and feeling the energy. But let's move on. And,
good.
Who said good?
Marilyn, you did the right thing. Let's move on.
Thank you, Marilyn.
she had an agenda, and it wasn't.
Let's not judge.
No
her.
Judgments. No judgments.
Okay. She's very passionate, and she's trying to find her way, and you know, that's all right. It's just that I'm not going to judge her, but she probably won't now take me out to dinner. But we'll see. Maybe she'll forgive me.
Oh, blast, Gwen. What have you done?
Maybe she'll forgive me, and we'll go to Denny's still. And on that note, let's see, it's 10:51.
Like to say thank you to Marilyn for birthday greetings. I tried to email you back, and your email failed, so I don't know how to tell you otherwise.
Okay. A check is on the way.
Really?
Thank you. I more than appreciate what you do. I can't tell you how needed this is for me and everyone else, I'm sure. So it's just wonderful, and we appreciate it so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you for being here.
You too.
All of you.
Well, you know, this morning, I woke up feeling terrible. And when I feel terrible, I'm scary. I look at myself, and I say, my eyes are dark. Looks like I crawled out of a sewer. And I said, how am I going to do this call today? And then I threw up.
and the world was better.
Yes, throwing up actually really helped and started to get me back.
Get it out.
I don't think it was food, but I think it was cathartic something, you know. It was
not
as
that
if...
you drink, right?
No, I don't drink.
Of course not.
But, you know what I do, one of the things that I do, and some people may not understand this, but if I tell you, you'll understand it. When we do these calls, we really do create an energy of oneness. And everything we do, on some level or another, we're creating that energy. And when we separate, we're holding the bag, because some of you are doing a lot of processing. And sometimes you're on this call, and it then moves through my... This is the way I think it works. I may be wrong. It moves through my auric field and gets released. But in the meantime, there's a period of time where it's moving through me, and sometimes it can get me sick, get Terry sick, get Daphne sick. Do you ever experience that, Carla? I never asked you that.
Well, yes, continuously, actually.
Continuously, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I try not to pay attention.
But, you know, I know...
Well, let's put that aside and move on to good stuff. It's sort of the way I handle it.
I can say that since Carla's been on the line, my job has been easier. So I know she's moving a lot of stuff through her. She knows how to do it. And so usually I'm handling it okay. But yesterday, it seemed like I just went to minus 10 and with not being able to stay up, sleeping all day. Finally, after sleeping all day, I said, now I'm ready. And then I got up and I looked at myself and I looked like a criminal. And you know what? It's very hard to live in Sedona and be somewhat of a public figure, a spiritual guy, and then look in the mirror and look like a criminal because you can't go out. What's going on? You don't look good today, Wynn. Everything okay? So, you know, that's my predisposition this morning. So this is one of those days that I'm so glad that Carla is helping me hold this space, Carla and Carrie. But Carla is more adept at the public aspect of holding the space than Terry is. But Terry, you haven't been saying much. Do you want to share anything about all the things we're talking about?
Well, I missed some of it because my phone, I had to turn it off and back on, and I guess some stuff happened when I turned it off and while it was off. And anyway, now it's working fine. But I really appreciate Carla's input on everything concerning, like, whether the negative or the positive has won, and that the positive has the edge. You know, I continually feel that the positive has the edge because it takes positive and it takes love to make a human being and to raise a human being and for the plants to grow and for all the connections to be made that happen in the physical. And so the negative is fighting a losing battle because it's self-defeating and can't really sustain itself. So in the overall look at everything, the positive goes on. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's my thought.
You know, one time I asked a question. I said, what if we just kill all the negative? Why don't you guys just do that? And what they said was, they said, well, it wouldn't solve the problem. Just make a temporary Band-Aid because they just come back in other worlds and do the same thing.
And
you'd have
be
to convert
part of
them.
The negative.
And I'd be part of the negative, right.
Right.
That's why I'm sitting here giggling. What a good idea.
Well,
I wasn't really...
That,
you know, it just doesn't work.
I wasn't really serious. I mean, I really wasn't thinking it. I asked them, what if we just eliminated the negative? What would happen? They said, they'd just come back, okay? So, it's a tricky situation because, you see, you can't violate free will. And the negative has free will, and they're actively promoting their agendas. So then another thing, through Terry, was this through Terry? No, it was through Daphne. They said, if you learn to hold the spiritual consciousness and you connect it to the higher sources, then if something happens, they can, I don't know if this is for sure to be guaranteed, but they said they can help. In other words, there was a woman who lived in the forest with a fire, and all the other houses were burned down, and her house wasn't, okay? So there is a dispensation for making spiritual connections. So let's move on, and... let me see if I can get the energy of doing my meditation. And for some reason, I say, Wynn, I don't think you're going to do as good a job today. But I think maybe I'm wrong.
I think you'll do a wonderful job.
We will, huh?
Yes, okay. I think so, too.
Well, really, I don't do this. You know, this is just
let it come through you. That's right.
Yeah. But I don't do this. It's just an experiment where I said, well, if I say this, what'll happen? And then, of course, it happened. So, all right. So, what we're going to do is shut our eyes and take a moment and be centered. And we're going to look at the energy of the universe. And one thing all of our sources have in common is that they say there is one energy in the universe, and the entire universe is one being. Just as there's billions of cells in your body, and your body is one being. So we're going to approach a guided visualization where we can tap into that energy, that experience of the one being that pervades the entire universe. And that means that being is you, it's me, it's the Earth, it's the Sun, it's the galaxies, it's the Ra group, it's the Elohim group. It's one being, and everything is a subset of that being. And we're going to take the being of the Earth, Mother Earth, and we're going to see that energy of the Earth, just imagine, follow this, coming through the center of the Earth, up through our floor, and up through the bottom of our feet. And we're making a connection with the Earth right now. Some of you can feel a little tingling on your feet. That means you're succeeding. And we can tell the Earth we love her because she has hosted us. All of our energies exist in the energy fields of Earth. It's all one energy. But we feel separate, and that is the illusion of being in 3D. So we take that energy from the Earth, and we're moving it up through our feet, up through our legs, up through our thighs, up through our solar plexus, up through our chest and our heart, through our neck, and to the top of our head. So we see that energy moving from the Earth like a finger through our entire body to the top of our head. Now, if you want to feel this, you have to be very quiet. You have to not have people rushing around you. If you're not in a quiet place, you're going to miss out on what many people email me is the best part of our call. So we're going to move through the top of our head. You know, there's something that the Indians call chakras, and there's 7 chakras, which are energy centers in your body. So the heart is one, the solar plexus is one, and the top of your head is one. And if you read about chakras, you will find the top of your head. You'll find the chakra that is right on your forehead. It's called the third eye. It's where your psychic ability comes from. You can read the energy through your third eye. You can feel it. And then the crown chakra is the one at the top of your head, which is oftentimes called the gateway to intelligent infinity, which happens to be the name of our website. And we think the sources that we talk to are intelligent infinity, and they're talking to us. So they're an energy, and we're going to move this vibration of us that's at the top of our head through the top of our head, above our head, above the ceiling, above the roof. And it's like an elevator that keeps going up, higher and higher. Finally, there's a place where all of our energies touch each other, where they meld where they blend, where we become a temporary experience of oneness, where there is love. Take a moment and feel that spot. Feel the people on the line. You know, many of you are feeling this, and we don't even know you, but we know you're feeling it, because a year later, you send me an email like Dean Turner did earlier, and you tell me, wow, this is making a huge difference in my life. And we are so glad to be able to do that. And we especially greet all you unknown people out there. And please don't be afraid to send an email and let us know. It kind of helps complete the circuit. So we are sending love to each other. The only reason we can do this call is because we are here. This is not a call that's being done to you. It's being done with you. You are part of it. Your energy is part of it. The contribution of your energy is part of it. We create this space, this sacred space, because you're here and you've agreed to participate. Now we'll invite our sources that are positive to join with this energy. They're not going to talk to us. They're just going to say, okay. Now what I think happens is we are creating an energy in another dimension. We can't see it, but some of you can feel it coming down on the top of your head. And it's through our intention we're creating it, and they can see it. It's above the veil. So let's ask them to join. Join our group energy. Now, if you're really getting into this, you'll feel a lot of sensation around the top of your head. You'll feel a sense of expansion. It's unusual. And everyone feels it in their own unique way. Some people feel their heart open. They feel a lot of bliss come in. You know, everyone is at their own level of their next step. And moving with this energy helps the next step. Now we're going to bring the energy back down from the group which is us and them, and we're going to stay connected, bring it down, and move it through the top of our head and through our bodies and into the earth. And, you know, we talk about how energy evolves DNA. Right now, as you open to those energies in your body, I would like to suggest that you're probably evolving your DNA, opening up strands of DNA. And so you can visualize that. Healing list, and what we're doing is we've created a group energy. This is my take. It's invisible, so you have to decide if this is right or not. But my take is that we have created a group energy by our intention, and we have these group souls that operate on joining our group energy, and it creates a huge amount of power in that energy. And so we're going to put some of the things, both on a personal way and a planetary way, that you would like to shift for yourself. And there's no guarantees, but I do get lots of emails from people who have had amazing results from this. And some of you have put things out on our healing list, which is at healing.intelligent-infinity.com. So I'm going to read some of them. And let's all work as a team holding the space for these transformations that people are asking for. Linda in Pittsburgh. Personal issues. Job, etc. Let's just be one with Linda. Linda, be sure and make phone calls. Do things that attract synchronicities. Don't just put it out there without, you know, rattling some cages so that the energy can come in. We have Jeff in Castle Rock, Colorado. Personal healing. Debbie in Blooming Grove, New York. Personal healing. Actually, some of these people have specifics, like Linda has been feeling incredibly alone lately. Linda, you should call, send an email and say you're interested in team shift, because that has worked for people. It's like, it makes friends. Jeff in Castle Rock has put his hip surgery, right. Debbie in Blooming Grove, New York, has put healing energy to possum. Not sure what that means. Maybe that's a person. We have Pat in Trustville, Alabama. Keep my older daughter in the light. Help her see with new eyes. And keep my finances in the light. And then we have Olga in Davenport, Florida. Put you in the light so you can love freely without these feelings that people do not love me back. I always feel less than loved. What you're talking about, Olga, is learning how to love unconditionally. I'll make a little point. Love is not emotional. It can be emotional. It can be expressed as emotion. But love, when it comes in a spiritual place, is a radiation from your heart that just pervades the space. There's no effort on it. And hold that idea. Walk into a room. I mean, you can do walk into a room of strangers, even a Starbucks, and just say, I'm going to lift the vibration of the room. I'm going to send love into this room. And do it from a selfless place and see if you notice anything. And then we have Jim and Carla and Dan. Just putting Carla in the light for physical recovery. And healing and inner peace for Jim and Dan to be vindicated from unfairness, inequity. Thank you. Panorama City. You know what? It doesn't sound like you put that in, Carla. It's confusing.
No, somebody did it for me in math.
Somebody did it for you, yeah.
Someone did that for me in math. I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Okay.
I appreciate that so much.
Great. And we have Olga again in Florida. Finances, and all goes well. Thank you. Just remember, when you put something in the light, be sure and take some kind of action that allows the intention to manifest. Don't just stay home and say, okay, I'm waiting for the lottery. Go out and call people, look for things out in the world, and hold the light with you so things can flow towards you. Marcia puts a healing for a lump in her breast and for peace with noise from neighbors and learning how to serve in the highest way possible. That's Marcia in Panorama City. And David in Tombstone, Arizona. Asking for his VA claim to go through, to have general healings for David and Laura. Carol to be healed from cancer. And thank you for reading this. Also, for our world to live in peace and for the chemtrails to be made harmless along with HAARP. And I don't see her on here, but I'd like to send the light to Frances in Concord. I know she's going through big issues. And let's just take a moment and hold care for Carla, not for Carla, for Frances in Concord, for the highest good for her health. I didn't get to everybody on the list. If you're on this list and I didn't get to you, I want you to shut your eyes and make pretend the universe can read your mind. And that whatever you're thinking in terms of healing, in terms of vision, intention, whatever you're thinking, the universe can hear, and it's going to help bring those things about for you. All right. And what we're going to do now is get a message from Terry. Are you there, Terry?
Here. Hello?
You're there, okay.
Yes.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone on this line, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And we wait for a message through Terry.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. It is with delight that we are available to each and every person on the line, each and every person who is listening or would read a transcript at a later time or listen to a replay. We love our time of connection with you that wish to be connected with. And we take a look further out, yet conditions. But first of all, we wish to welcome each and every one of you. Our vibration is very high, and we are learning to treasure the vibrations in the earth realm and the vibrations of each and every one of you who is on this call. We see you as light bodies. We see you expanding and your light growing stronger. And as your light grows stronger, you are able to hold your own position in spite of difficulties that are going on in your surroundings and on the earth. And as you learn to hold the light, this will carry you through to the next dimension, the greater light that you can hold. The greater will be the availability of the higher dimensions to you. And it brings tears to our energy eyes to think of you as coming nearer to home, where we are, where we reside, in a world, a realm that is very close to pure love, that does not have as many distortions as can come into the light in the third density. We take a moment and we impart love light to each and every one of you on this call. And we thank Wynn and we thank Carla for bringing this information to you and making it available to you. And we thank Terry and we thank Daphne. We take a moment of sacred silence and reaffirm that the light that you carry can increase and support you and hold you. We see that difficulties within the world sphere are brought about when individuals do not feel that they are a part of things. And as a baby is screaming for its supper and doing the best way he knows how to bring attention to the fact that something's needed. We see individuals who are getting in trouble, do not know how to ask, or feel so put down, even as a country, that they do not know how to ask and how to demand in a way which will bring them what they need. And from this basis, this basic need that these people have, we send those people love. This is a sacred moment in connection. And we honor everyone on this call because you are a part of it. You are very important toward the whole process which you are working toward, towards a better life, towards strength within your own sphere. Towards the ability to hold the light and to share the light and bring others up into the area of knowing they're cared for and wanted. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank our sources. Thank all of you who are here. And, we're going to move into a planetary healing in just a moment. But you know what? That incident that happened, I'm getting all these emails, and Debbie wants to know Dr. Marshall's website. Terry, if you're in the body enough, healthline.cc, I think.
Healthline.cc. And if you have trouble finding it, you can email Lynn or myself, and we'll send you the link.
Okay, thank you. And Abe made the comment that I should let anyone say anything he wants. And Abe, I got to tell you, you can start a forum and have everyone say anything they want. I don't usually open the mics. You know, I started saying that at the beginning. I said, when I open the mics, sometimes things get screwy. And it's kind of like if you're in your house and you have a living room and you invite people over and they want to do certain things in your living room that you're not comfortable with, then you have a right to stop it. It's your living room. And it's possible could do another call and make it an open forum where people could say anything they want. But this particular Sunday call has a purpose, and the purpose is creating spiritual affinity. And what goes on this call should, in every which way, be in that direction, or it should, in my opinion. It's up to me to decide that. And if it isn't, then it's up to me to decide that it's not appropriate. I might be wrong. I might be excluding something that's valuable. I might look at something and bring it back at another time. But once it goes out, I can't take it back. So it's better, if I'm in any doubt about anything, to hold it back. And that's all. But thank you for writing. And Roger Newcomb, sent an email. It says, Carla's audio is much better today and that she hit my buttons dead on. My anger at the state of our state has been almost overwhelming, especially since the bombing in Boston. When she explained that anger is one of the reactions to fear, it stunned me. Wow. I always get something from the calls. Thank you, Roger, for sharing. And let me see, there's one other guy here. I just wanted to say that today's his birthday. Thomas Young in, Thomas, I don't know where you are, but happy birthday to you. we got your call, and I hope things are going well. So let's move into the planetary healing session. And, of course, the way we understand this realm to work is that we are made up of frequencies that come in from other dimensions and create holograms that start up high and download till we're in a physical body. And our physical bodies are connected to a huge hologram, or at least a medium hologram. On these calls, we're trying to make our holograms bigger. What's a hologram? A hologram is the extension of your energy field that goes outside of your body. And when we did that meditation earlier, we had the intention to combine our holograms, our energies, to make a group energy. And we did that. I think we did that. That's my experience of it. And then on this part of the call, we're going to access that group hologram again and make requests to shift things on this planet. Now, you know, it sounds a little bit like prayer. And you can use the word prayer, and that certainly fits. But in my way of looking at things, I don't like to use the word prayer because it sounds religious. And this is not really based on religion. This is a real experience with group souls that have done a huge amount to prove that they're real, in, at least to me and to Carla, and that they have the ability to interface with us. And oftentimes, they've come forth and answered when God was the call. That's my take on that. And so it doesn't matter whether you use the word God or group soul or universal love or one infinite creator. It's a matter of holding the space so you can access the energy. And we do that best by starting out with a group energy, because then we are easier to see for them. So we have a group energy, and we have all of us, and we invite all of those beings still on this planet whose high self cooperates, the light workers, etc., to join with us. And we take this energy and we can move it around just by our intention. So we surround the earth with this energy that we're creating. We have become very powerful to create energy that can surround the earth. So let's make pretend we can do that. And that this energy that's surrounding the earth encounters places of no resistance. And it just moves right down to the surface of the earth. And then it encounters places of huge resistance where it's stuck and it can't move. That's okay. It just flows around it. We're not using force. We're using flow. We ask this energy to surround all the water of our planet and lift the vibration of the water. We send love through this energy to the water. And in particular, we know there's a lot of stuff going on in North Korea. And a lot of saber rattling. And perhaps some people believe the danger, potential danger of a bomb going off. So let's send this energy to North Korea, to the leadership of North Korea. And we just cover the entire country and ask that compassion might rule. North Korea is just between South Korea and China. China on the north. And they have a young leader, at least to the outside view of it, he has a young leader that is fairly aggressive. Take our moving cloud of energy and move it over to the Middle East. And let's see all those souls that have been killed by U.S. aggression there in recent times ask for their to be worked with. We ask for cooperation between Israel and the Palestinians, and that Israel might be fair with the Palestinians. Palestinians might be fair with the Israelis. I have to be careful about what I say because I don't want to take any sides here. We just know that they could get along a lot better, and if they did, there'd be a lot more peace. In the Middle East. And we always do the Ring of Fire, the earthquake zone that surrounds the Pacific Ocean. And earthquakes are connected to the Earth, and they're connected to higher dimensions. And apparently the Earth has some say about when and where an earthquake is going to be, and that we've already made a connection with the Earth. She's paying attention to us. So we're going to move our consciousness from the tip of South America along the west coast of South America. And we're going to see this light penetrating through the ground, surrounding any tectonic plates that could be upset. And we move up the coast of South America, up through Central America. Remember, we're working on tectonic plates that are underground, which are the beginnings of earthquakes. We go up through Mexico. We go up through California, up through San Diego, Oceanside. Orange County, Los Angeles. We know Los Angeles is a hotbed for potential earthquakes, so let's just see the ground underneath Los Angeles and all its environs be worked with. We go up through Malibu, through Pacific Grove, through Santa Cruz, through San Francisco. through Sausalito, Mill Valley, Concord, Berkeley, where Anna is. Continuing up the coast, the west coast of California, to Mendocino, to Oregon. Somebody said we should put Yellowstone in the light, so let's add Yellowstone to what we touch, where there's a potential volcano in California. We'll go into Oregon, Washington, Seattle, up through Vancouver, up through the coast of Canada, the west coast, across to Alaska, southern coast of Alaska, the eastern coast of Russia. And we move down Russia to Hong Kong, Singapore, China, Indonesia, Philippines, down to Australia, New Zealand, the Hawaiian Islands, across over to the New Madrid Fault, the Mid-Atlantic Fault, and anywhere else on the planet, there is a potential earthquake brewing. Okay, let's ask for interventions. Let's go to nuclear weapons and make the request that all nuclear weapons be stopped from going off. Let's make the request that the toxic materials in chemtrails can be made harmless. And the same thing with HARP, which is frequencies. We send the light to the grassroots foundations of this country, where people are praying and seeing the truth, and that we ask that their prayers be heard. You know, Carla's having an operation next Friday, I believe, and I'd like to put her operation in the light. And we're going to do a special call on Thursday night, and anyone that wants a healing can be on that call, and we'll just bring in healing energies, see what we can do for all of you. Jyoti sent in to include the horrible earthquake in China yesterday in the light. I didn't read about it, but if people were hurt, we send them healing and balance any aftershocks. And let me see here. Michael Board said, Michael Baird said, you like the way I handled it this morning? Thank you, Michael. And what I'm going to do, it's 11:46, and it's going to take a silent meditation for a bit, and just let these energies come down upon you, move through you, learn to work with them in the silence, learn to direct them in your body, learn to focus them towards somebody. Learn that I'm not in charge of these energies. You are. You're just cooperating with this event. And you can learn that they are there for you. And we can do that in the silence right now. And you can experiment. And then we'll come back in a few minutes and end this call. Thank you all for being here. Bring that energy into your own body, into your own world, into your own home, into your own family, and hold the space for your own life. You, each and every one of you, is a distinct part of all that is. You are part of God, and you are here in this dimension, and many of you volunteered to be here to make this contribution in this period of shift. And in making the contribution, one of the greatest things you can contribute is holding the energy of the higher realms in this realm. Nobody may notice. You may not get recognition, except they'll notice you on the other side. And you'll know you're doing your job. And one of the things we're doing here is teaching people, by example, how to tap into these energies and feel them. And many of you are succeeding. So I thank you all. This is a noble experiment on planet Earth. I thank Carla Ruckert. I thank Terry and Daphne and Heise and all the people that are volunteering. We have lots of our transcripts up on thespiritchannel.net. thespiritchannel.net, if you haven't checked that out, there's the energy on these calls is what's tremendously important, and by listening to them, it helps you tune into the energy and make it second nature. So we have that. Carla Ruckert has loads and loads of channeled messages up for 30 years on llresearch.org. And it's all available for free. So thank you for paying attention, and thank you for contributing. And I hope my energy wasn't too low tonight. I'm going to go to sleep after this call. I'm clearing some stuff, and we'll see you all next time. I'm unmuting everybody.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Terry Carlin.
Thanks, everyone. Happy birthday, Terry.
Happy birthday, Terry.
Happy birthday, Terry.
Thank you.
See you guys
tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Terry.
Happy
from
birthday,
DBS.
Terry.
We love you.
Bye-bye.
There's something I forgot to ask everybody. Did you guys listen to Michael Jackson? How many of you listened? Hang on.
Happy birthday, Terry, from BBS Radio. We love you.
Did you think it was Michael Jackson?
I think it could have been.
I got one person to saying, Wynn, you're doing a hoax on us. You and Terry both made that up, but only one, okay?
Well, actually, Wynn, in the spirit of today's call and with the Michael Jackson call, I was inspired a while ago and I didn't pipe up, but today would be a good day to pipe up. And it's a gift to gain more people utilizing my advertising background, but I got a catchy slogan that I think you need to incorporate at least occasionally, and that would be Intelligent Infinity. We put the BS in BBS.